And now on Sydney Live with Ben Fordham, talking sport with Zach McLean.
Zach, how are you?
Good, thanks, Warren. How are you?
Good, there's the boss again. Do you know he's coming here?
I know, I heard that.
Yeah, February.
I should get tickets.
Apparently, he has one of the longest concerts you'll ever see.
What, like 3 hours or so?
Yeah, he did 4 hours. He broke his own record recently, 4 hours and 3 minutes it was.
I saw Iron Maiden play once, and their set was about 4 hours as well.
Was it really?
Very long.
Very different to Coldplay. I was disappointed with them.
What, too short?
Yeah, about 50 minutes.
Wow, that is way too short.
I mean, it was
I imagine it'd be $200 a ticket as well.
It was fantastic, but 50 minutes or so. Anyway, I think we're here to talk some sport, aren't we?
I think so.
Penrith has signed a couple of stars.
That's right. Re-signed two of their existing stars. So Matt Moylan and Bryce Cartwright. I mean, anyone would tell you they're two of their best players. Matt Moylan's the starting fullback for New South Wales. Bryce Cartwright's very much on the edge of the New South Wales side. So Moylan's been signed to a 4-year deal and Cartwright to a 3-year deal. So this is Penrith getting in early and making sure their big-name players are on new contracts.
There we go. And the Bulldogs, some news there?
This is the opposite. So the Bulldogs are having a bit of a shake-up and getting rid of a lot of staff members behind the scenes. So it's reported that as many as half a dozen staff members within Des Hasler's football department won't be coming back next season. So four of them have already been moved on. It's Noel Cleal, James Whitney, John Novak, and the sprint coach Clayton Kearney. And it's believed assistant coach Kelly Egan is the next to go, with Dean Pay being chased to replace. So right now Dean Pay is Ricky Stewart's defensive coach and has been for the last 4 years. So that'll be massive if they can get him back to the Bulldogs.
Okay. No, not that much news leading up into the finals this weekend, is there? Focusing on the next year or the future.
Yeah, clubs are looking ahead, especially ones that have already been knocked out of the finals.
Yeah, okay. And some news also when it comes to soccer, Sydney FC and Melbourne City.
Yeah, big wins last night for both clubs. So Sydney FC won 3-0 against Blacktown. That is at Adensa Park. They'll now move into the semi-finals. And Melbourne City beat Western Sydney 4-1 at Amy Park down in Melbourne. Tim Cahill scoring his first goal in his first home match.
Like he always
was expected to. So it was great for the fans to see him punching the goalpost in his signature celebration.
Yeah, there we go. Good on you, Zach. Appreciate
no worries.
That.
Thanks, Warren.